Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We wanted to take a moment now to remember the author and mountain climber David Roberts. He was a frequent guest on Here and Now, often reflecting on the dangers of the sport. Here he is with Robin Young in December 2006.
This happens every year. Very experienced climbers die and disappear. And in some ways, we in the climbing community are not surprised when it happens, even though it's still sort of shocking.
Roberts died last Friday of emphysema following a six-year battle with throat cancer. Over his career, he published 32 books and inspired a generation of adventure writers, including his former student, John Krakauer, author of a book about a Mount Everest climbing disaster, Into Thin Air. As a young man, David Roberts witnessed several of his friends die in climbing accidents, but he argued in a 1980 essay for Outside Magazine that the benefits of the sport outweighed the risks. Years later, Roberts had a change of heart. In 2005, he wrote that he would no longer attempt dangerous mountain climbs because of the burden it put on the people he loved. As he told Robin in December of that year, the decision was a tough one.
One of the sad things is I've never found anything that replaced climbing for me.
No. Wait, what do you say? Is it an addiction?
Probably an addiction. But it's also this quest for transcendence, for living a life that's so vivid and vital and dangerous that everything else doesn't matter while you're out there. And I haven't found that even doing wonderful expeditions all over the world of slightly less dangerous kinds.
But are you saying that you have given up the kind of climbing that might leave a widow in its wake? And I'm thinking of sharing
well,
your wife.
Yeah, I still do climb at a modest level and as safely as I can. But climbing's always dangerous. I've had friends who've attempted the same strategy to climb at a mellow level in safe places in their later decades, and some of them have been killed. But I think I've found a way to do the little climbing I do, so it's just fun and not scaring me to death half the time.
Or scaring your wife to death.
Or scaring Sharon half to death.
It's funny, you come to this recognition that, you know, there are other people affected by what a climber chooses to do. And you say at one point you wish, you know, you'd been a better son to your parents, knowing how they were feeling when you went climbing.
Yeah, on my very first expedition on Mount McKinley, the seven of us got reported missing and feared dead. And so for a long weekend, 3 days, Mom and Dad figured the chances were that I was dead. And it took me decades again to realize what that must have put them through. In fact, we sort of joked about it. We seven climbers would turn it into a joke later about the Boulder Daily Camera wrote a really corny article about Dad sitting there agonizing, and we would quote lines as if they were jokes from some old melodrama to each other.
And now you realize how he must have felt.
Yeah, and I have much more appreciation for the fact that they never tried to talk me out of climbing, that even after these deaths, they never lectured me or were overprotective. And I asked my mother just the other day why she never tried to get me to stop climbing, and she said, it wouldn't have worked. You'd have done it anyway.
Author and mountain climber David Roberts speaking with us in 2005. He died last Friday in Boston at the age of 78.